Bukowski's Piano Concerto No. 1, after hearing it for the first time while listening to a television movie several hours earlier. Lemke had never had a piano lesson, and he still has not had one. He's blind and developmentally disabled, and he has cerebral palsy. Lemke plays and sings thousands of pieces at concerts in the U.S. and abroad, and he improvises and composes as well. Richard Waro's artwork is internationally renowned, collected by Margaret Thatcher and Pope John Paul II, among others. A London art professor was thunderstruck by the oil crayon drawings that Waro did as a child, describing them as an incredible phenomenon rendered with the precision of a mechanic and the vision of a poet. Waro, who lives in Scotland, is autistic. Kim Peek is a walking encyclopedia. He has memorized more than 7,600 books. He can recite the highways that go to each American city, town, or county, along with the area and zip codes, television stations, and telephone networks that serve them. If you tell him your date of birth, he can tell you what day of the week it fell on, and what day of the week it'll be when you turn 65 and can retire. Peek can identify most classical compositions and knows the date the music was published or first performed, as well as the composer's birthplace and dates of birth and death. He is also developmentally disabled and depends on his father for many of his basic daily needs. His abilities provided the inspiration for the character Raymond Babbitt, whom Dustin Hoffman played in the 1988 movie Rain Man. Lemke, Waro, and Peek